Well, I don't know, I kind of took the job to see how I liked it, you know?
Right.
And had I not come up sick, I probably would have stayed with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Retired from it, because it's a good job.
Yeah. Pays well.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of jobs then, or?
Yeah.
Compared to the auto industry, do you think it was a better option, or are you?
Better option, I thought.
Mm-hmm. When you decided to leave Chrysler, what made you go to, you know, seek out a job with On the River? I mean, that's a pretty big difference.
Well, just, I lived with my parents, and they knew the work on the river was pretty steady. You know, they knew a couple people that were cooks, and, you know, they said I should, you know, call and check on it.
How did they know those cooks? Did they live in Detroit or Paducah?
In Paducah area.
Oh, so they were familiar with it.
Yeah.
So they kind of, they nudged you, they pointed out that there's jobs available.
Right.
How long had they lived in Paducah for?
About 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Used to live in Detroit.
So this region in general, how much of a culture is there around the river?
Pretty big difference, you know,
yeah.
For me personally, because, you know, I live by the lake,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a mile from my house.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's always something to do.
Mm-hmm. And down here, do you think people think about the river more so than in other parts of the country where you live?
No, not unless they work on it.
So you think that there's a lack of awareness there?
Right.
Yeah. Did you feel that when you were working, when you'd come ashore, and people would, in general, do they know, if you told them how to cook on a boat, would they know what you were talking about?
Oh, yeah. Most of them would say, oh, that's, you know, really good, or, you know, or ask me something about it, you know.
So what would you do when you came to shore when you weren't working?
Just went home and took care of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you were older at that
point. I was band dad. You know what that is?
No, I could take a guess. But...
My son was in the band at school, marching band.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So...
You went to the concerts and everything?
Yeah.
So how old were your sons when you were on the river? Were they in high school?
Junior high.
Okay, yeah. So
they
when you
were guys.
When you would come home, you would take care of your kids. And then
right.
When you left, your wife would take care of them.
So no, my mother would.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's so your parents, do you think having your parents living nearby helped out with your work schedule?
Oh yeah.
Is that do you see that in the industry and with the guys leaving, you know, families behind for extended periods of time?
Well, some of them, the way they talked, they were glad to go, you know, to have a different change of scenery, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I wasn't that way. My family meant a lot to me.
Right. And I'm sure there were some guys who didn't have families.
Right.
So it's not, I mean, the other guys, when they went to shore, I mean, did you kind of stay out of that sort of visiting?
Yeah.
Yeah. That shoreside recreation? In terms of going to bars or just
I didn't do that.
That's kind of typical or stereotypical?
No. No, I was pretty much boring.
Was that unusual for you to stay out of that, or was it not such a big deal?
Not such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had other things to worry about.
Right.
You know, my job, basically. You know, I had to stay squared away and, you know, take care of whatever needed to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.